You're listening to the Environmental Minute, brought to you by WDIY and in part by the estate of Don Miles.
Hello and welcome to Environmental Minute. And I'm your host, Maddie Yang, a junior in high school at Marievan Academy in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I am super passionate about all things climate change, sustainability, and empowering and educating others to take action against the climate crisis. My goal for this segment is to provide listeners with a glimpse into a whole variety of topics in the vast realm of sustainability, from biodiversity to ecotourism and plant-based diets to sustainable swaps. With the holiday season upon us, gift-giving and gratitude become more and more top of mind for a lot of us. While the gratitude part is amazing, the gift-giving part can create some issues. In fact, Americans generate approximately 1 million extra tons of waste per week, leading to a 25% overall increase between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. Americans also waste billions of dollars on unwanted gifts that will most likely be sent to the landfill, with approximately $10.1 billion wasted in 2024. Now, you might remember the childhood classic book, The Giving Tree, a tree that gives everything, shade, apples, branches, even its trunk, out of love for a boy. The boy takes and takes until only a stump remains. The story feels simple, but it sparks a deep question. What does it mean to give, and what happens when we only take? That's where the gift economy comes in. Unlike our current market economy, which revolves around buying and selling, a gift economy runs on sharing and reciprocity. Gifts circulate, relationships grow, and value isn't measured in money. It's measured in connection. Nature is the oldest gift economy. Trees give us oxygen, soil gives us food, rivers give us water, all without sending an invoice. Ecosystems work because every species contributes something back, creating a web of mutual support. But here's the problem. Humans have shifted from reciprocity to extraction. We've industrialized taking. We cut down forests faster than they can regrow. We burn fossil fuels without returning balance to the carbon cycle. We treat Earth like the boy treated the tree, assuming the gifts will never end. So how do we live differently? What if we embraced gift economy principles in our own lives? It doesn't mean abandoning money overnight. It means shifting our mindset from ownership to stewardship, from scarcity to abundance, and from transaction to trust. Here are a few ideas. Share instead of buy. Start a tool library in your community. Give without expecting return. Donate time, skills, or knowledge freely. Support regenerative practices. Buy from farmers who enrich the soil instead of depleting it. Honor nature's gifts. Plant trees, restore habitats, compost food scraps. Give something back. These acts might seem small, but they create ripples of trust and resilience. And when communities share, they rely less on endless consumption and more relationships. And here's the big shift. We need to see ourselves as part of nature's gift economy, not separate from it. The boy in the giving tree believed he was separate, but in truth, when he took without care, he diminished himself too, because his well-being depended on the trees. Living in a gift economy isn't just about generosity, it's about resilience. When we share, we build networks of care that money can't always buy. A gift economy isn't just about kindness, it's about sustainability. When we give back to the earth and to each other, we keep the system alive. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Environmental Minute, and I hope this conversation has inspired you to think about how you're going to give differently this season. Until next time, I'm Maddie Yang, and this has been Environmental Minute.